On September 29, 2010, the United States District Court for the District of Columbia affirmed its decision to dismiss al-Zahrani v. Rumsfeld, a civil lawsuit brought by the Center for Constitutional Rights and co-counsel concerning the deaths of three Guantanamo prisoners in June 2006.
The court denied plaintiffs' motion for reconsideration despite newly available evidence from soldiers stationed at the base at the time of the deaths that strongly suggests the men were killed at a black site at Guantanamo and a government cover-up of the true cause of the circumstances of the death. The government reported the deaths as suicides.
The case, filed on behalf of the families of two of the deceased, Yasser al-Zahrani of Saudi Arabia and Saleh Ali Abdullah Ahmed al-Salami of Yemen, charged the government and 24 federal officials with responsibility for the men's abuse, wrongful detention, and ultimate deaths. Al-Zahrani and al-Salami were among nearly 800 individuals deemed to be enemy combatants by the United States government and transferred to Guantanamo Bay beginning in January 2002.
Both men were taken to Guantanamo in spring 2002. During the years in which al-Zahrani and al-Salami were imprisoned there, they endured inhumane and degrading conditions of confinement and violent acts of torture and abuse.
The brutal acts and conditions that they endured for over 4 years had damaging effects on their physical and psychological health. Effects that defendants intended, knew of, and or should have anticipated but failed to prevent.
After months of hunger strikes, and for al-Salami, multiple medical evaluations evidencing depression and suicidal thoughts, both men were found dead in their cells sometime after 12:35 a.m. on June 10, 2006. A final report from the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, issued in 2008, concluded that the deaths were suicide by hanging.
The case was initiated in the District Court for the District of Columbia on June 10, 2008, and the defendant subsequently moved to dismiss. On February 16, 2010, the District Court granted the defendant's motions and dismissed the case, holding that national security considerations prevented the court from hearing the family's claims.
Following the dismissal, the families filed a motion for reconsideration on the basis of the evidence from the soldiers, as reported by Scott Horton in Harper's Magazine in January 2010. Arguing that the new facts compel the court to reopen the case, and they requested for permission to amend their complaint to incorporate the newly discovered evidence. Accounts from four soldiers who were stationed at Guantanamo at the time of the deaths, Army Staff Sergeant Joe Hickman, Specialist Tony Davila, Army Specialist Christopher Penvos, and Army Specialist David Carroll, who were part of a military intelligence unit assigned to guard Camp Delta, suggest that al-Zahrani and al-Salami did not die in their cells of suicide, but were transported from their cells to an undisclosed, unofficial black site nicknamed Camp No that was outside the perimeter of the main prison camp and died there from events that transpired there.
In light of this, plaintiffs contend that al-Zahrani and al-Salami were the victims of homicide at the hands of defendants and their agents. Talal al-Zahrani, father of Yasser al-Zahrani, said that the court's refusal to hear his son's case is devastating and deepens his family's pain. "The court should be investigating my son's death and holding those responsible accountable. President Obama should be defending human rights and the democratic values the United States preaches to the world, rather than going to court to defend the lies and gruesome crimes of the Bush administration."
The court found that defendants were acting within the scope of their duties in connection with their positions as military, medical, and civilian personnel in connection with Guantanamo. Pardis Kebriay, the Center for Constitutional Rights' lead counsel in the case, said that the court's decision today allows secrecy to continue to shroud the truth about these deaths in the face of compelling evidence of a 4-year cover-up of murder.
This information has been provided by the Center for Constitutional Rights. For further information on human rights in the state of exception, you can visit Equipo Unis Corps' specialized webpage. This program has been produced by Radio Unis Corps with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University Washington College of Law and edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium on November 16, 2010.